What a joy it is to know that Savior, Jesus, lives forevermore. And in his name I greet you this morning. He is our Redeemer, our Shepherd, and our all-sufficiency. Or he is all-sufficient, if I make it clear. I'd like to invite you to turn with me or think with me from Psalm 23. And an introduction, I just want to say that we have been experiencing some of the rich blessings of body life here. Last week, again, was a time of the leaders working together and communicating together, and I think that's really a blessing for us, and it certainly was for me. To me, it's again a sign of body life. Last Saturday, yesterday, a week ago, Merle and Irene responded to my father's distress call and helped when Mom was vomiting and coughing, and we realized that she's very, very vulnerable, and she's was diagnosed with pneumonia. And since in 2011, twice she was there for in the hospitalized for pneumonia. My wife began to dread admission to the hospital because of how it drained her so much physically to basically run the cycle of Dad being with Mom in the day and then my wife there at night. And there were times when we struggled some with that strong desire to avoid the hospital and really what's best for Mom. But for 3 years and maybe 3.5 years, Mom hasn't been hospitalized until this week. And then as we came through those two times in early 2011, we just kind of realized that it's not wise for us to go through that kind of a cycle, even if it's just 3 or 4 days. It's pretty taxing. And so we were open to what David Yoder and Laverne offered, that there would be others of you would help. And so 3 of you did that, and it was a blessing. I could sense it, that it just really, really eased the way. Mom is getting a lot better and is resting well. And last night she was left alone under nurse's care. The main reason why we felt like we should be there fairly readily in the earliest goings was that Mom hardly knows how to push the button when she has a need to get help, and so we felt that it'd be good for somebody to be there to help push that button. also in that time, several times, we have recited or quoted with Mom the Lord's Prayer, and also, well, no, it's not right, the Shepherd's Psalm here. And then also in the last days, I've been working with my sheep, and I suppose if somebody has sheep, there's a reason. Probably he likes the sheep fairly well. Maybe he likes what they do for him. And now I see Charity, and we've been noticing her and many others like her that serve in the medical field, and it's just another blessing is to be able to see what others do. One of the nurses, I guess I'm starting to spin off of life. One of the nurses recognized Dad from a polio group that dads have often attended. And she knew that yesterday was a meeting. And so she urged him to go, and not once, but twice, but she kept encouraging. Dad said, No, I don't think so. I think my place is out here. And she said, but you need to get away. And I said it to my wife enough that my wife found out from Dad that he had, in the last days, thrown it into the wastebasket. So the other night, she went to the wastebasket to retrieve this invitation, and we worked out a plan that I could attend with him, and he, in the end, I think, felt very happy and provided for. But that was an example of a nurse doing more than just taking care of the immediate needs. Well, the Lord is my shepherd. What a wonderful truth this is for the child of God. And now I'm mixing metaphors, because for the follower of God, for the sheep of God, the Lord is my shepherd. He's a protector. He's a provider. He's a leader. A shepherd. He cares. You know, in this passage, the Lord, that's the capitalized L-O-R-D, means Jehovah, we often say in English. It's the Yahweh God, according to Strong's. It's pronounced more exactly Yehovah instead of Jehovah, like we tend to in English for the J. This is the self-existent, the eternal God, according to Strong's. So the Lord is my shepherd. So we start first from an understanding that this is the Almighty God of Israel. And then he's likened to a human role of shepherd. And David was an experienced shepherd, and he cared for his sheep and did a lot of these things to protect them and provide for them and to lead them to safety and so on, to food, to safety and so on. And as I think about the Lord being my shepherd, I just about can't do anything but go to John 10, where just very briefly, there's so much more in context, but Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Back in David's time, he laid his life on the line too, because there were predators about, and sheep are just notoriously ill-equipped and defenseless. I mean, no sharp claws, no powerful jaws, no claws to defend themselves, and not camouflaged, whatever. It's just amazing how sheep are so defenseless. And so the shepherd would need to lay his life on the line when the predators, the wolves and the bears and the lions came. So it's that way for Jesus, who says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And of course, David is a limited example and type of Christ, because Christ actually came to do just that. Verse 17, therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. And then jumping down to verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. So Jesus is the good shepherd, the perfect shepherd. And You know, there's another thing that I want to say quickly, and I see my time is very quickly gone, but he says, we notice that sheep have a tendency to wander off and get lost. And believers tend to do the same thing. We can be carried about by winds of doctrine. We are susceptible to the lust of the eyes or the desires of the eyes and the flesh and the pride of life. And Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. So it is that is a forecast, a foreshadowing of Jesus, who is the good shepherd and is more than that. He's the sacrificial lamb, and he's the one who bore our sins upon the cross of Calvary and then rose triumphantly, as we sang. It's so wonderful to see that and to realize that the type that was alluded to this morning by Brother Aaron, that it can be sort of close in, the weather outside, and Lowell has said that here it is, a dry and comfortable place. So it is that we who face the storms of life can also have the peace of God which passeth understanding. And there's shelter here. There's a relationship that we have with a loving shepherd. And John says we love him because he first loved us. Like I said, I don't think that a shepherd tends to have sheep if he doesn't like them, if he doesn't love them. Last March, while we were traveling, Tim was taking care of our sheep right in lambing time, and a number of them were rejected by their mothers, and they took these orphans and fed them, and then I took it on after a few weeks when they took it through the first part, and then they were kind of ready to get them out of the city. And I took them back, and we put the extra time into it. And you know, even today, 9 months later, those are the ones that come up and they want to nuzzle me, and they want my attention. There's a relationship there. And when Jesus declares that he's the good shepherd, he's affirming that he's God, and we can rest in this fact that the eternal Jehovah God is our shepherd. And we wouldn't want it any other way. Let us kneel for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you thankful that in this world of travail, we have many blessings. And chiefly this, that you have not left us alone to our own following after the ways of carnality or even the winds of doctrine, but that you have come to provide a remedy for our own dilemmas, and that we who are like sheep that have gone astray are led by you in paths of righteousness, to drink at the still waters. Oh, there's so much from that passage that was unmentioned. I pray that you would help us to recognize that these paths of righteousness are the tried and true ways, the ways that are now rutted, and help us to be wary of straying away into new paths, but help us to be committed to you. And thank you, Lord, for the blessings that we also have as a flock of yours, that we can help each other and stand by each other. And I pray that you would help us each to do that which we can. In Jesus' name, amen.